The Gemara, in discussing women's obligations or non-obligation in Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, mentions one mitzvah, which is a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, that women are obligated in. And that's the mitzvah of Simcha. The mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, that women are obligated. And ask the Gemara, so ad the yalapinan mitfilin liptura. Instead of learning from tefillin that women are exempt from mitzvah seishas man grama, ask the Gemara, why not neilif misimcha? Why don't we learn from the mitzvah of simchas yontif lechiyuva that women are obligated in the mitzvah of simchas, just like they're obligated in simchas yontif, they ought to be obligated in all mitzvahs as say shazman grama. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, you can't bring a raya from the halacha of simcha on yontif because balam is samcha. The halacha is that it's not an obligation, posh pshat in the Gemara, is that it's not an obligation on the woman. It's an obligation that the husband is misameach his wife on yontif. And therefore, it's not an example. Simcha Tziyontiv does not become an example of a mitzvah cessation as man grama that women are obligated. So Rashi says, what's the mitzvah of Simcha Tziyontiv of women? Says Rashi, Sha mitzvah hi l'smoyach b'regolim b'machal u'b'mishta v'kli pashtim. That she should eat and drink and get nice clothing. Points out Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil Isha, the Rashi's opinion is that even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the simcha of women was machul mishta klipishtim, not karbonis. Tosfos is very bothered with Rashi's approach. What makes Rashi say that even when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, women were mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif that way? Maybe this method of being mekayim mitzvah of Simchas Yontif with machal, mishta, v'kli kishtan is only in a time where we don't have shalmei simcha. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Tosfos certainly, and maybe Rashi should hold, that then the way to fulfill the mitzvah is with karbonis. Clearly, Rashi disagrees. There are those that want to say that Rashi agrees with Tosfos, and Rashi's approach of Machu Mishta Klipishtan is only with the Yosma Mana, who don't have husbands and fathers who bring Kabbonis on their behalf. But Pashup Shat, we have a Machloikis Rashi in Tosfos. The Shagas Aryeh also says that the Rambam agrees with Rashi. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin says, "Api shesimcha hamur b'toyre ha'idei kavin shlomim." Even though the simcha the Torah speaks about of a samachta b'chagecha means bringing kabonis, "B'kam makom yesh b'chal simcha zu gam usmaychu ubnei beisoy kol echad mfish royulai." So the Rambam also seems to say that the way you fulfill simcha is every person with the way they enjoy. And the Rambam obviously is speaking, says the Shagas Aryeh, in the time when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Because he gives the example that you can have Karban Shlomim, but you don't have to have Karban Shlomim. The Ritva and the Ran have a different approach. And it seems to be the approach of the Chinuch as well. That when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, you have two ways of fulfilling the mitzvah simcha. One is with Shalmei Simcha, and the other way is with other types of Simcha, Macho, Mishta, Klipishta. So to review, we have three shitas. We have the sheet of Rashi, that the mitzvah of simcha by women is always machu mishta b'kliplishtan, and that seems to be the opinion of the Rambam as well. We have the opinion of Tosfos, the bezman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, the mitzvah of simcha by women was kabbonis. Only when the beis hamikdash is not standing, that's when they could fulfill it with machu mishta. And we have the opinion of the Ritva and the Ran and the Chinuch, that women have a choice, either kabbonis or machol mishta v'klipishtan. Choose what you want, but kabbonis are preferable. Now this machloikis, many mefarshim want to really connect to a different question, which is very much part of our Gemara. Our Gemara says, as we began this year, Isha Bala Mesamcha. So the question which we have in Machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos as well is what is the Chiyuv Simcha of women on Yontif? Do they have an independent Chiyuv? Or they have a Chiyuv of, or is it the Chiyuv of the husband? To be Mesameach, the wife. Rashi clearly learns that it's the chiyuv of the husband to be mesameich the wife, and therefore the Gemara continues with a question, so what's an almana to do? She doesn't never have a husband to be mesameich her, to which the Gemara says, mishashuya etzla, whoever she lives with has the obligation to be mesameich her. Tosfos says that women have an independent chiyuv of simchas yontif. Now, maybe these two issues, as we just said, are connected. If we say that if the woman has an independent chiyuv to be besimcha on yontif, and the Torah defines simcha with kabbonis, so she has an independent chiyuv. So that's the way you have simcha. The Torah defines simcha is fulfilled with shalmei simcha. If we say that's bala mesamcha, so it's not anymore what the Torah defines as the definition of simcha. Rather, the definition is how a husband can make a wife happy. So he has to do whatever the wife needs to make happy. The Mefarshim explain that there will be many ramifications to this question. There's the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Masechet Chagiga, discuss the issue of Baal Ta'achar. You have to bring kabbonis on Yontif, and if you didn't bring the kabbonis, and the Gemara says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Davovam and Beis, and three Yom Tovim passed, you're over Baal Ta'achar. So if we say that women have an independent chiyuv, then they too will be over Baal Ta'achar. But if we'll say that their chiyuv is only emanates from their husband's obligation to be mesameich them, then they won't be over Baal Ta'achar. Where we find this obligation, and according to Tosfos, that a woman has an obligation to be besimcha yontif, she's included in the obligation of a samachta b'chagecha. But according to Rashi, that it's the obligation of a husband to be mesameich the wife, where does that come? So, the Rishash says that the pasuk says, "V'samachta ato beisecho, beisecho zu ishtecho," that a husband has an obligation to be mesameich his wife. So now that we've established that women have an obligation simchas yontif, but we have a question: what is their chiyuv? Is it the chiyuv of the husband to be mesameich the wife, or is it an independent chiyuv? So there's a very interesting tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos of Kiva Eger, Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph. Kiva Eger discusses the halacha: if a woman forgot Yalav Yovai in a Sudas Yontif, must she repeat the Birchas HaMazon. The halacha is that a man who's obligated to eat a Sudas Yontif, if he deleted, omitted saying Yal V'Yavoy, he has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. What will be the halacha by a woman? So Kiveda says that since the mitzvah to eat on Yontif, you're not allowed to fast on Yontif, is connected to the chiyuv of Oynig Yontif. Oynig Yontif is obviously a mitzvah sasayishes man grama, so that's why women are not obligated. And if women are not obligated to eat on Yontif, so Kiveda says, it's no different than a man in Rosh Chodesh. What will be the halacha if a man doesn't say Yal V'Yavoy on Birchas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh? The halacha is you don't repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Why? Because you're not obligated to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you don't have to repeat the Yal V'Yavoy if you skipped it. The same thing will be women on Yom Tov. Since, as Rabbi Kiveda, they're not obligated to eat bread, if they skipped saying Yal V'Yavoy, they don't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. The only exception will be Pesach at the night. Why? Because we learn in our Gemara, the Koshi Yeshtem Baal Teufel Chometz, Yeshtem Bekum Achol Matzah, whoever is prohibited from eating Chometz, which certainly women are prohibited from eating Matzah, Chometz, because it's a lav, by lavim there's no distinction between Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma and Mitzvah Saseh Shloyazman Groma. All such people are also obligated to eat matzah. So therefore, they're obligated to eat matzah, and that's why they're obligated, if they skip Yal V'Yavoy, they would have to repeat benching. The same thing, says Rav Kiveda, comes on Shabbos. We know our halacha is on Shabbos, if somebody skipped saying, Ritzevach Litzeinu, he has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon, because we're obligated to eat bread on Shabbos. Women are also obligated to eat bread on Shabbos, and therefore if a woman misses Ritzevach Litzeinu on a Shabbos to Gemil, they're going to have to bench over. However, Rabbi Kiveda, in the Hashmatus, in the back of the Tshuva Sefer, wants to suggest, is this dependent on the Machloikis that we discussed? If women have an independent chiv of Simcha and Yontif, or their entire chiv emanates from the husband. Because he wants to suggest that even that according to Tosfos, that holds that the woman has an independent chiv of Simcha and Yontif, maybe that means that she has to eat. And if she didn't eat, she wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore she has to repeat Yal V'Yavoy. However, the Paiskim say that even if there's an independent chiv of saying of Simchas Yontif of a woman, it doesn't just come from Baal Masamcha. She's Mekayim the chiv even with different ways of Simcha, as we learned in our shir, that the man, that everybody holds that a woman can be Mekayim the mitzvah Simcha with nice clothing, so she doesn't have to eat. And therefore, even if you say she has her own independent chiyuv, it doesn't mean that she has to eat bread. On the other hand, there's a raya that women should have to repeat benching. Because what's the halacha by Ma'ariv? If somebody skipped saying Yal V'Yavoy by Ma'ariv on Yontif, so even though Tfilas Arvis Rishos, once we take it upon ourselves, if we don't say Yal V'Yavoy, then we have to repeat. I wouldn't have to daven Ma'ariv altogether. So yes, the woman didn't have to eat, but why shouldn't she have to say Yal V'Yavoy? Why is it different than Ma'ariv? And what's this question really hinge on? Why indeed is the halacha that if somebody missed Yal V'Yavoy by Ma'ariv on Yontif, Chalamoy, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? The answer is because a Yontif digger Shemoneh Esrei without Yal V'Yavoy is not a Shemoneh Esrei. So the same argument can be made regarding Birchas HaMazon. A Birchas HaMazon on Yontif without Yal V'Yavoy is not a Birchas HaMazon. And therefore, the halacha is, perhaps everybody would agree, that if a woman missed the Yal V'Yavoy, she would have to repeat it. So, as we're discussing, the question of women, Chiv, Simcha, and Yontif, Rabbi Akiva Eiger clearly holds it's Balam Samcha, and any Simcha will do. And there are many Nafkamin, Shagas Arya argues Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Shagas Arya holds that women's Chiv, Simcha is identical to men. And there'll be many nafkaminis. One nafkamin is, does she have to make kiddush? If she chayv a kiddush, like she is on Shabbos. Does she have to eat bread? Does she have to have lacha mishnah? How is she, does she have to have oinig? And like we just discussed, if she skipped yal v'yovoy, what will be the halacha? La halacha l'maisa, the poskim seem to agree, she should have kiddush, she should not eat, like always is the halacha, before hearing or making kiddush. She should have lechem mishnah. She should have bread. But if she missed yalav yovai by birchas hamazon, she shouldn't repeat the birchas hamazon because safak brachas lahaklam.